I'm Paul Israel, the managing editor of the book edition of the Thomas Edison Papers, which is based at Rutgers University. I recently published a biography of Edison called Edison, A Life of Invention, which was the first to really take advantage of the accessibility of the papers as a result of the work of the Edison Papers. Thomas Edison was probably the most productive inventor in history, 1,093 patents and a score of inventions that became the basis for much of the technology of the 20th century. Thomas Edison was also the person who invented the Industrial Research Laboratory and was the first to really develop a process of industrial research and development that has been carried on in the 20th century and made such a difference in our lives. Edison was in on the beginnings of many of the things that we take for granted today. Recorded sound, with his development of the phonograph, electric light and power, which we is inconceivable to live without today, is certainly perhaps his greatest invention. Motion pictures, he was the first to develop a commercial motion picture. The telephone, his carbon transmitter made it a commercial instrument. Bell's was a very weak instrument. Edison's improvements made it something that could be used in homes and businesses. And so in many respects, the technologies of the 20th century all had their foundations in work that Edison and other people as well did in the 19th century. Well, Edison is in many respects a unique inventor. I mean, one of the reasons for that was that he redefined how you did invention in the 19th century. Up until the time Edison began working, and in fact in his early career, what you did was you had access to the local machine shop, whether it was a place you worked or a place you took in your invention. You might work with one of the machinists in the shop to refine it, but you were basically working pretty much by yourself. At Menlo Park, Edison, for the first time, put together the components of what we recognize as the modern industrial research laboratory, a group of team researchers working on a series of problems connected with a particular system, in this case, the electric light, and taking the whole process from research through development. And this became a model. The key research laboratories of the 20th century, first you have the one at GE, which is formed around 1910, and then later Bell Labs in the mid-1920s. DuPont formed its laboratory around the same time. And a number of other companies also began to form research laboratories. But those are, in many respects, the big three, the one that sort of set the stage in the electrical industry, GE, telecommunications, AT&T, and then the chemical industry, DuPont. To some extent, inventors always believe that what they're going to do is to make life easier for people. And certainly you see that in interviews with Edison, talking about the electric light, for example, and talking about how, you know, it will make the city a healthier place to live, for example. When he invented the phonograph, talking about being able to listen to your ancestors and to have a better connection with history, to, in fact, have history recorded. And so these sort of large goals that are maybe not what you're thinking of initially when you're there in the laboratory working on trying to solve problems, but as you begin to think about how this technology might be used in the world, I think a lot of inventors envision ways in which what they're doing is an aid to mankind in general instead of just a very specific kind of a tool to get a job done.